Good evening, Telinet, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As I join with you this time, I am aware, my dear friends, of the love and the joy which you bring with you. As always, for those of us in this world, wish to thank you for all the healing thoughts that you give. Your world at this moment in time is in much need of help. Of course, you must realize, my dear friends, that we in spirit are working at all times to enable that suffering to be lessened as much as we can. But I wish to say to you, still do not be afraid for your world. I have been aware in recent times of the gloomy forecasts of many people in your world, who see only suffering, who see only negative situations. Your world at this time cannot be free from disasters because it is still part of the Earth's evolution. But I wish you, my dear friends, to retain within yourselves that all will improve. And if you remember my words when first I came to you, they were of a positive nature. And although we fully understand how much these happenings bring you pain, you must always be strong, my dear friends. Be positive in thought, and that is the way you can help most. So my message for you this time is to keep amongst yourselves that strong bond, that strong unity of knowledge for positive measures in all that is wrong in your world. Do you have any questions, my dear friends?
I was just going to say that I feel there's a general realization that big changes are happening in relation to our world and mankind's way forward, and elements of fear seem to creep into imagination in relation to this change. But I feel the change that's happening is positive and is realized generally. Does that sound reasonable?
Of course. It unfortunately is part of humankind's nature to be fearful. Mankind does not release easily those innate fears. But yes, I do agree with you that there are many steps being taken that is encouraging mankind to go forward with a much renewed sense of knowledge and with the ability to be much more positive about their future. Not only the future of your Earth planet, but also that of your universe as a whole. Much more knowledge is being gathered, is being given at this time in your existence on this earth. Therefore, once more I say to you, continue to be strong in that perfect knowledge that all can be well.
Yes, I think as a group we're probably all quite strong in our feelings about that.
Yes. You can only, as you have already done, try to help individuals with their own struggle for knowledge. Yes. And again, I say to you, sow the seed and allow that seed to germinate. You can do no more, my friends. And I once more thank you for the endeavor and the effort that you have made so far. Now, I do not wish to stay with you much longer because I feel this evening, because of the small number that you are, that there are those willing to come much closer to you. I would say, as you go into that quietness, each one of you will be given one word which is relevant to each one. I ask, my dear friends, that you ponder upon this word which is relevant to you, and then perhaps you would like to discuss it amongst yourselves.
Thank you. Could I just mention that three of us recently have been reading a book by the medium Estelle Roberts,
yes.
and in particular during the period of World War II. And she had an enormous following, and the Albert Hall and other halls were sometimes filled with people coming to her meetings. And it left me with the feeling that there were so many people during that war period who were so desirous of news of their loved ones who were very often missing, and her services as a medium were very much sought during that period. And one could almost see that wartime period, terrible though it was, it was almost, one could almost see it as a good thing, because it stimulated such interest in the spiritual life, in the spiritual world.
Yes, she was one of many at that particular time. You say the word, but I will define it a little more and say that your own country at that particular time was ready for the information that was available to them.
Oh, yes.
She was only one of many who were ready to impress the people with the knowledge that they needed.
Yes, we felt she did a wonderful job in that. And we were, all the three who read the book, we were very much impressed ourselves with her work.
Yes. But never just take one person. When then and now there are many who work for the same goal. And you will always find that some will gravitate to one more than others. But that is not important. The message is important.
Yes. And there was one Red Cloud who spoke through her. And I think we understand that Red Cloud still operates.
I am not aware of that at this particular moment. Perhaps I can clarify it for you another time.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And now we will let you continue with your evening. As always, you know, my dear friends, always I am close by you, even if you are not aware of it. I offer you my love and my protection at all times.
That's a wonderful knowledge for us to have. Thank you. Thank you.
That goes with you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Till the next time that we meet together.